Springfield Bishop Mitchell Rozanski will begin a series of meetings on January 24th in what will amount to the final due diligence on whether to rebuild the Catholic high school with a 130-year history in Springfield.
So by the middle of February, we should know what we're doing and how we're going to do it.
Monsignor John Bonzani, Director of Pastoral Planning for the diocese, said Rozanski will meet with about 15 people chosen to represent the various groups with a stake in Cathedral's future. These include students, parents, alumni, and neighbors of the school.
He's being aided greatly by the people that have participated, and he's looking forward to making a decision that's the best for the entire diocese as we move forward. His major concern is sustainability. Yes, we could probably put up a building, but is it something we would have to close in 4 years?
The diocese has raised concerns about Cathedral's enrollment, down to 217 students currently, which officials point out was dropping even before the June 1st, 2011 tornado wrecked the school building and forced the relocation of classes to a former elementary school in nearby Wilbraham. The diocese has provided $12 million to subsidize the high school's operations in the last 15 years. Rozanski, who became Springfield Bishop in August, ordered a study in November to determine what should happen to Cathedral. Bonzani said a fact-finding process, which was delayed because of the Christmas and New Year holidays, will wrap up this week.
The critical piece, I think, for us, putting all that stuff online, so that those who have chosen not to participate or haven't been involved in the stakeholder groups can at least read what's going on. I think that's been a very positive thing.
A group of activists has been pressing for more than a year for the diocese to commit to rebuilding Cathedral at the Surrey Road campus in Springfield, where the high school was built in 1959. They've ratcheted up the rhetoric in the last 2 months with two rallies, lobbying, lawn signs, and bumper stickers, all in a bid to demonstrate broad public support for rebuilding the school at the Surrey Road site. The diocese has a $50 million insurance settlement and $38 million from FEMA that could be used to rebuild Cathedral, according to members of the Committee for Cathedral Action. The diocese announced Monday that Cathedral High School will operate for the 2015-2016 academic year at the temporary campus in Wilbraham. Bonzani cautioned the announcement does not foreshadow any long-term decision.
It's a realization that this is the period of time in which schools traditionally work on their enrollment for the following year. And, you know, we've kind of backed up into that because the process hasn't worked as quickly as we would have liked.
Springfield City Councilor Timothy Rook, an advocate for rebuilding Cathedral, said the announcement the high school will operate for another year is a positive sign.
There's a lot of momentum moving forward from people who want to see Cathedral rebuilt on Surrey Road. There's a lot of businesses that are stepping forward. There are a lot of business owners who are making commitments to support the tuition endowment fund.
Officials hope to establish a $10 million tuition assistance fund for Cathedral students. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.